Introduction. What is CAR T cell therapy? This is a brief guide to chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapy, called CAR T cell therapy for short. This is a treatment you may be offered if previous treatment, such as chemotherapy, is unsuccessful. CAR T therapy is an evolving treatment. It's currently only available for specific types of blood cancer. Chapter 1. What are CAR T cells? T cells are a type of white blood cell that form an important part of your immune system. They recognize abnormal cells, such as cancer cells, and destroy them. T cells use proteins on their surface to destroy abnormal cells. These proteins are called receptors, and they bind to proteins that are found on specific cancer cells, but not on normal cells. Sometimes cancer cells can survive by disguising themselves, which means T cells can't recognize them. T cells become CAR T cells when scientists change the DNA of T cells to make them produce a new type of receptor. This is called a chimeric antigen receptor, or CAR for short. CAR T cells are more efficient at binding to cancer cells and removing them. They also send out signals that attract other immune cells and cause them to reproduce rapidly near the cancer cells. This increases the chances of all the cancer cells being removed. You can read more about CAR T cell therapy on our webpages. Preparing for CAR T cell therapy, having CAR T cell therapy, and recovering from CAR T cell therapy. Chapter 2. Who can have CAR T cell therapy? There are specific eligibility criteria for CAR T cell therapy. If you think you're eligible, discuss it with your doctor or clinical nurse specialist. CAR T cell therapy has been approved to treat children and adults with relapsed or refractory B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, known as ALL. Adults with B-cell lymphoma specifically, relapse or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, known as DLBCL. Relapsed or refractory primary mediastinal large B-cell lymphoma, known as PMBCL. Relapsed or refractory grade 3B follicular lymphoma, known as FL. And relapsed or refractory mantle cell lymphoma, known as MCL. This applies where previous therapy includes a BTK inhibitor. There are lots of other CAR T cell therapies being tested in clinical trials right now. If the results are positive, these therapies may be available to more patients in the future. You can have CAR T cell therapy at several hospitals in the UK. You can find a list of these hospitals on the NHS England website, england.nhs.uk. It's important to understand that CAR T cell therapy is only offered if other treatments have been unsuccessful. Chapter 3. Can I join a clinical trial? Clinical trials are a type of medical research study. They test new treatments in a group of patients before they're approved for the NHS to use. They're based in either one or a few hospitals throughout the country. They can only accept patients based on the type of blood cancer they have and their treatment history. You can search for current clinical trials on the Find a Clinical Trial webpage on the Cancer Research UK website, cancerresearchuk.org/clinical-trials. Unfortunately, if you do not meet the trial's medical criteria, you will not be able to take part. Your medical team will talk to you about suitable trials when the time comes. Chapter 4. Will CAR T cell therapy replace stem cell transplants? For some patients, it's possible that CAR T cell therapy may become an alternative to stem cell transplants in the future. Other patients are likely to be offered the treatment only if their transplant is unsuccessful, or as an addition to their transplant. And some may go on to have a stem cell transplant if their CAR T treatment is unsuccessful.
CAR T cell therapy can be a potentially life-saving option for people who haven't responded to other treatment. But it can be a tough journey, both physically and psychologically, for all affected. Anthony Nolan is here to support you every step of the way. So please, get in touch if we can help.
Emily John, Anthony Nolan Cellular Therapy Clinical Nurse Specialist.